Hey, this is Paul from Marion. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Drivecast today. And prayerful that this little time, just thinking about the Word and who Jesus is beneficial to your day today. This past Sunday, celebrated the 20th anniversary of Life Point, and personally, just so grateful for the history of faithfulness that God has used to transform my life, my wife's life, Lord willing, our family, and our eternity, most importantly. And just personally, so grateful for that. I think many of you know my story. Said I was a Christian, but wasn't following Jesus. Jesus wasn't my Lord. And Maddie and I were engaged and living in a way that did not reflect someone who's really following Jesus. You know, we were doing the typical young American thing, in the sense that living together, not married, and doing all the things that come with that. And started going to Life Point Delaware when they first launched, and I didn't want to go. Maddie did, so I went. And I didn't want to go back. Maddie did, so I went back. And we got into a life group. I didn't really want to be a part of that, but Maddie did, so I was part of that. God then reached my heart by the power of His Spirit, praise the Lord, and Maddie's as well. And we just started taking steps and responding in faith to what we felt like God was asking us to do. And here we are 8 years later, seeing God work in incredible ways here in the Marion community. But what we're seeing now in so many ways is just a reflection, and really the fruit, I think, of so many years of faithfulness from so many people. And so personally, very, very grateful for this church we call Life Point, and to be able to be a part of what God is doing. What an incredible blessing. Now, speaking of what God is doing, we were in Ephesians chapter 3 this past Sunday, and the Apostle Paul in this chapter is talking about this incredible thing that God has done. And he sets it up, and he talks about this mystery. Verse 6, he says, "This mystery is that the Gentiles, who are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel." And so basically he's saying, look, for all of history, there's been this great mystery, and now this mystery has been made known. And the mystery is that Gentiles also are a part of God's plan for salvation. And then he says in verse 7, "Of this gospel I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of His power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ." And so in this then, he gets to verse 14. And he says, "For this reason," so basically the reason being that God has revealed that the Gentiles, the non-Jewish people, are also included in the family of God through faith in Christ. "For this reason, I bow my knee before the Father," he says, "from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of His glory, He may grant you to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Just an incredible passage. And so we talked about this concept of that God is able to do far more than we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. And so very clearly, in one sense, what he's talking about is God's ability to transform us by His Spirit. Gentiles, non-Jewish people who initially, it was thought that they were not a part of God's plan, that God is able to transform all people, no matter what nationality, no matter what background, what history, what sin, no matter what, God is able to transform everyone through faith in Christ and the Holy Spirit's power to transform us. And that is incredible, more than we can ever imagine. But I think this extends beyond this personal transformation that can take place, but into the general working of God in our lives. I think when I think of, again, the history of this church, I think while Dean and Troy and Shane had incredible ideas of what God might do, part of the vision was, hey, we want to be a church that draws life from God, points others to Him. We want to be a church where no one walks alone. What I love about that statement, where no one walks alone, is that it's focused enough to clarify how we relate to one another, and yet so big, we're never going to attain it. And I think God has used that to do far more than we could ever imagine. To have six locations meeting throughout, you know, central Ohio, and yet I believe He's also going to do so much more. But the root here is transforming people. And so to rein that in, and I'm a little bit all over the place here on this DriveCast this morning, I apologize, but I think it's just to say, God, allow me to believe that You are able to transform me more than I could ever imagine. Like, allow me to surrender my life to You, my will to You, and allow me to ask You, God, to just use me in whatever way You see fit for Your glory, for Your purposes, for Your work in the world. And I believe You're able to do far more than I could ever think, ask, or imagine. You are the God who, no matter what people, no matter how far we are away from You, no matter what we've done in our lives, You can redeem us and You can transform us. And so would we apply that then in our day-to-day lives, day by day? Would we look to God to do far more than we could ever ask, think, or imagine? And when we put those days together, would we then be able to look back and say, wow, like, God, You are so good. You're so faithful. So very tangibly, what can you trust God with today as a way to transform you? And what can you trust with God then tomorrow? What can you give God this week? Put it in His hands and ask Him to do what only He can do. So let's pray to that end. And I want to say, as always, thanks so much for joining us here on the DriveCast today. Father, I do ask that You would help us place into Your hands something. Maybe it's our finances. Maybe it's our marriage. Maybe it's our kids. Maybe it's our future plans. Whatever it is You have for us, Lord, whatever it is that's maybe consuming our mind today, or whatever it is that was on our mind as we tried to fall asleep last night, would we place that into Your hands and ask You to do more than we could ever dream for Your glory, for our good, and that we would see You work and You would just blow us away with Your goodness in all that You are and all that You do. We love You, God. We thank You for Your Son, that He saves us. We thank You for Your Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead is alive in us. And so we say thank You. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.